I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Powerful leaders in the Russian Orthodox Church continue their support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It's often a different story for Russian Protestant churches. Eric Foley with Voice of the Martyrs Korea says many of these churches were originally planted by Ukrainians.
What happened in 1989 on through the turn of the century was that even though the Ukrainian church on the whole was focused on establishing itself in Ukraine, God put on the hearts of certain young people, including women, this missionary vision of going to Russia, especially.
Speaking out against the war can get Russian Christians in a lot of trouble. New legislation criminalizes any discrediting of Russia's military action. The laws led to the arrest of thousands of protesters since the invasion started. Please ask God to protect Russian Christians and give them wisdom. And it seems like Lebanon faces another new crisis every month, and it's been that way since 2019. So how do gospel workers continue meeting needs without burning out? Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melke says quarterly staff retreats are essential. The next retreat is just around the corner, and its theme is victory in Jesus.
We're facing a physical, emotional, but also more important than all, a spiritual battle. We're not going to be victorious by our own strength. We can only be victorious in Christ.
Please pray for discernment as leaders check for compassion fatigue in their staff and pray for effective communication between Heart for Lebanon workers and leaders.
It's very important those two things to happen, that the leadership is aware and diligent about these things, but also that the staff has the courage and the humility to ask for help when help is needed.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.